top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Friday, March 29. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, economist Dr. Eisenhower Douglas says investment of resources into CARICOM and OECS arrangements will yield continued benefits. LEAT blames unscheduled maintenance on two planes for flight cancellations. And New Zealand gun laws, 11,000 signed petition opposing proposed changes. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
It's the Red Dot clearance sale only at Courts, and products are priced to go. Shop and save up to 60% off a wide range of items across the store. Come into Courts today and save big on items with a Red Dot, up to 60% off. The Red Dot clearance sale is on, only at Courts. Courts, bringing value home.
Does paying various bills every month come across as doing hard labor? Then it's time to break the chains, because Fast Cash is ready to consolidate your outstanding debt. Bring us your overdue bills or loans and we'll pay them off together, leaving you with one easy monthly payment. And we're not stopping there, because you'll also receive $500 cash back. Is this Christmas? No, this is Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has reiterated a prediction by the Economic Commission of Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, that the Dominican economy is expected to grow by 9% in 2019. He was speaking at the United Nations meeting on climate and sustainable development for all on Thursday. Skerrett says infrastructure is being built, new homes and schools have gone up, and a new modern hospital is under construction, saying that new structures are stronger and better than before in order to make them more hurricane resistant.
Dominica has defied the odds, and we are on a clear growth trajectory. Our national recovery has been led by the resilient and resourceful people of Dominica at home and abroad, who were determined not to be defeated by the mighty forces of nature. I also gratefully acknowledge the support of friends in the international community. From the seeds of Maria's destruction grew my administration's policy initiatives and actions to build the first climate-resilient nation in the world and to usher Dominica into a bright future.
However, the Prime Minister says despite the social, economic, and environmental risks, vulnerabilities, and precarious positions in the macro-global framework, international rules compel small islands developing states like Dominica to compete with and on the same terms as the world's largest economies.
The confluence of these factors, when combined with the impacts of climate change, has placed many states at risk of not achieving the SDGs. Indeed, our very survival is in jeopardy. The global community must now scale up ambition and joint efforts to hold mean temperatures in the range of 1.5 degrees Celsius. Recognizing that we are on the front line of the battle against climate change, now is the time for the global community to take decisive action to support seeds in building capacity, ensuring clear financing, developing low-carbon technologies, offering a future to our young people, providing a decent standard of living for our citizens, and securing our sustainable development.
Economist Dr. Eisenhower Douglas says the operations of a CARICOM are supposed to resolve in the improvement in the quality of life of the people of the Caribbean community on a sustained basis. Dr. Douglas was speaking during a consultation Wednesday night on commemorating the attainment of 52 years self-governance in Dominica. He spoke on the topic Towards Caribbean Civilization Post-1955, West Indies Federation Character and the OECS. Douglas says it is necessary that citizens, whether in the public or private sector or civil societies within the various member states, invest in CARICOM and OECS arrangements,
and thereby maximize its inherent benefits. When I say invest, I don't necessarily mean invest money, but invest your time, invest your resources money is just one form of resources. But in order to yield benefits in life, you have to invest. The result would be a continued fostering of Caribbean unity in practical terms, and thereby allow the associated fledgling civilization of the Caribbean to gradually emerge.
Economist Dr. Eisenhower Douglas, meantime chairman of the Dominica Reparations Committee, Dr. Damian Dublin, says it is important to recognize Dominica's heroes and pioneers.
The renaming of buildings, of bridges, of roads after pioneers is something that has been talked about, and I want to just put it forward there that as a nation we should go on a deliberate program to rename some of the buildings and other areas of public interest after our heroes. And that's one way of maintaining our legacy. For example, if you go somewhere, Bala Park, you'll always ask a question, who is Bala or Congori, whatever. So I'm hoping that we could get the process rolling all of us and keep the momentum on.
Chairman of the Dominica Reparations Committee, Dr. Damian Dublin. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says there needs to be the development of a well-defined financing instrument for small islands developing states. He says this needs to be with uncomplicated procurement and reporting processes aimed at catalyzing the rollout of blue and green economy activities.
This would also be geared at enabling the implementation of the SDGs and facilitating adaptation and mitigation in respect of climate change impacts. I make this call even while saluting the work of the Green Climate Fund. The second is for a specific provision to be made for seeds in the upcoming review of the Addis Ababa Financing for Development Agenda. This carve-out should recognize and take cognizance of the peculiar circumstances of SIDS. For the reality is that the much-touted lever of innovative financing, characterized by insurance instruments and private sector financing, has limited application in SIDS and LDCs.
The Prime Minister also called for the creation of a mechanism for countries of the Global South to share knowledge, best practices, low-carbon technologies, and services of national experts in helping each other to find solutions to common problems of climate change and development.
I reiterate my view, stated after Maria, that the global population must see itself in a war against climate change. As with any other war, we must take the threat seriously and mount a commensurate response. We must employ defensive positions with appropriate policies and programs. We must deploy human, technical, and financial resources to the front lines. We must build capacity and resilience. We must equip our troops, who are our populations, to adapt and mitigate. Most of all, we must recognize that the brotherhood of multilateralism requires us to fight as a united or unified army. The global community and a multilateral system which serves it must leave no one behind, as the casualties of the climate war are particularly the vulnerable populations of the small island developing states.
Still on the local scene, a chairman of the Electoral Commission, Gerald Burton, says all that is missing as part of the equation is the implementation of the statutory amendments for bringing the electoral system into effect. He says the history of the draft's legislation is well known and unfortunately remains a matter of much disagreement on areas which he says are not incapable at arriving at compromise if key persons genuinely wish to see the process move forward.
If we genuinely wish to see the process advanced, too much of what happens to us is that we are speaking at each other and to a large measure not listening to each other. I think that's the reality of much of the discussion that I have heard in respect of these matters. And so I am of the view that it requires
listening to each other and seeing what exactly the position of each side or each party, each group is in respect of this matter, and seeing that is there a different way of approaching whatever the issue is. At the core of this has to be a recognition of the rights of persons concerned. And that is the fact that those persons who have become registered have the right to remain on the list. And the removal of that right can only take place with a particular set of circumstances. And those circumstances must involve a due process.
Chairman of the Electoral Commission, Gerald Burton, Director of Agriculture, Ricky Brumont, says a part of the vegetable production being undertaken by the ministry is to increase local consumption of vegetables at the homes. Brumont says a vegetable backyard competition will be rolled out in June 2019.
We have already started to work on that in conjunction with our other agencies. So the Environment, Health, Ministry of Health, and the Community Development, we're going to do that. And of course, our school vegetable program, we're already the first tranche of funding was put into that. And so we will continue to do that and expand the number of schools that we're working on. To say that we have a coordinator for vegetable production on the island, a Ministry of Agriculture staff, Division of Agriculture staff, but he's supported by staff in the different vegetable growing areas. So we are coordinating this effort to ensure that we meet our targets at the end of the day. One of the serious mitigating factors for us in vegetables in particular is the issue of climate change, the rains and the availability of waters where that happens. And so our intention is to ensure that all the greenhouse farmers we are supporting to ensure that we can provide a measure of water harvesting capacity for them, including water tanks. And as we speak, we have a container of 400 drums on the pot that we will give to these farmers, supported by FAO. So we will continue to expand in this regard.
Director of Agriculture, Ricky Brumont. Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vitel, has highlighted the current Jamaican government as one of the most productive, anti-corrupt, and effective administrations to ever lead a Caribbean country. Vitel told Q95 News on Thursday that the Freedom Party is not one which practices partisan behavior and will reshape and grow the Dominican economy to a level which would make Dominica one of the best countries in the Caribbean for business and work.
And let me tell you, there have been some success in that kind of thing in Jamaica. If you look at what happened in Jamaica, some of the recent successes in Jamaica is really due to the fact that the country is maturing. They first started with having a common long-term vision. And that is something I want to promote for Dominica, having a common vision among the political parties, among all stakeholders, that we can buy into a long-term vision. We can agree on a long-term vision. Jamaica had done that some time ago with their, Vision 2020 or something like that. They had done that. But not only that, when their backs were against the wall and they had to go to the IMF, they recognized that we needed a decision across the political aisle. We needed a decision across stakeholders. And the country came together and they were able to get that kind of decision. And that is responsible for the resurgence Jamaica is beginning to see. There's a lot of hope in Jamaica now. Investors are once again happy about Jamaica. There is a new energy in Jamaica. But a lot of that is because they came to a point where they could have some across the aisle decisions on an important and a critical matter. So that's the kind of thing in terms of going forward and overcoming this political this partisan thing that has troubled us for so many years. Yeah. That's the kind of thing we'll be looking to do when the Freedom Party gets into office.
In other news this afternoon, cash-strapped airline LIAT said Thursday that it's currently running a reduced schedule due to unscheduled maintenance on two of its aircrafts. Chief Executive Officer Julie Reefer-Jones emphasized that the safety and comfort of passengers was a top priority for the company. Reefer-Jones said the unscheduled maintenance would see the aircraft out of service for several days. The CEO said the company is working to return to its full flight schedule by next week. Reefer-Jones also assured passengers that this would not affect their Easter travel plans, as the airline had already put in place adequate arrangements to ensure smooth trips for this peak travel period. And more than 11,000 people have signed a petition against proposed tougher gun laws in the wake of the Christchurch mosque massacres, criticizing the changes as unjust to law-abiding New Zealand citizens. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced the ban on military-style semi-automatic weapons, assault rifles, and high-capacity magazines only days after the mass shootings at two mosques claimed 50 lives on March 15. New legislation will be introduced in Parliament next week, and Ardern has said it will be passed as a matter of urgency, skipping the normal public consultation process. But the petition, which was launched on Monday and has gained over 11,100 signatures at the time of writing, criticizes the proposal and calls for an in-depth consultation period. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Economist Dr. Eisenhower Douglas says investment of resources into CARICOM and OECS arrangements will yield continued benefits. LEAT blames unscheduled maintenance on two planes for flight cancellations. And New Zealand gun laws 11,000 signed petition opposing proposed changes. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. We say thanks to our sponsors. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on